Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Musicland Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And we begin with the city of Dubai, which normally experiences very hot and dry weather, overwhelmed by a year's worth of rain in one day. Roads turned into rivers and rushing water poured into homes, shopping malls, and businesses on Tuesday. Video from the Dubai International Airport, recently named the second busiest in the world, showed the tarmac underwater and large jets looking more like boats. According to CNN, nearly 4 inches of rain fell in just 12 hours. With the typical desert-like climate in the United Arab Emirates, most areas don't have the infrastructure, like drains, to handle extreme rainfall. Some news outlets were quick to blame the UAE's attempts to increase rainfall with cloud seeding, but experts say there's no way the process could unleash that much water, and instead pointed the finger at climate change. Turns out that Brock Purdy isn't just a fantastic quarterback. The San Francisco 49ers star also revealed during an interview this week that he helped save a reporter and her dog from being attacked by a coyote, all while filming a John Deere commercial. CBS News anchor Sarah Donke says she just happened to be walking by the filming location with her dog when she heard someone yell, "Coyote!" She tells USA Today she turned around to see the biggest coyote she'd ever seen sneaking up behind them. She learned later that it was the Niners' play caller who called out the warning. And while the coyote may not have been a threat to the reporter's life, it might have helped save her dog, who could have been in danger of being the coyote's next meal. Astronomers from around the world are gathering in London to look at the possibility they might be wrong about practically everything. The experts will be examining data from the James Webb Space Telescope, which was launched in 2021. Since then, it's returned all sorts of information about the universe that is shocking scientists and overturning long-held theories. One example, astronomers have long thought the universe should be expanding at the same speed in all directions. But the telescope's findings seem to indicate that the universe may not be even or symmetrical and is moving apart in some directions faster than in others. There are also hints the universe may be older than once thought, maybe even twice as old. All of this means scientists may have to re-examine long-held theories, and textbooks may need some edits. Competitive video gaming may finally be coming to a school near you, if it's not there already. After years of reluctance, educational institutions across the U.S. seem to be embracing the activity, also known as esports. In the last 6 years, over 8,000 high schools and nearly 200 colleges have added esports as an extracurricular activity. Why? According to Dogo News, the industry has really caught on recently due to the social component. Fans of popular online games can easily connect to top players in the field through social media platforms. Also, offering esports as an extracurricular activity will help gamers get more involved with the school community, and requiring a certain grade point average to join a team could motivate them to do well in class. Finally, esports is more inclusive than most. There are no separate teams based on gender or physical limitations. The only important element is a player's skill. A 9-year-old Oklahoma boy's deepest wish was to have a pet octopus. And when Cal's parents finally agreed to get him one, they got a whole lot more than they bargained for. Just a few weeks after they brought home a California two-spot octopus, the 8-legged animal they'd named Terrence ended up giving birth to 50 young hatchlings. Cal's dad told the Washington Post they suddenly noticed what looked like puffed-up clear Tic Tacs floating around the tank. After doing some research, they realized those little objects were eggs that started to hatch. They're now looking for new homes for the young ones, preferably research institutes, aquariums, or sanctuaries, rather than private homes. Cal's parents tell the Washington Post that raising a sea creature is a lot of fun, but it is expensive, time-consuming, and wet. Coming up, why one of the richest men in the world traded his suit for a shovel. But first, we want to say happy birthday to Maggie from Washington, D.C., who turns 13 today. Maggie, the Kristen, Curlin, and Layton say you are fun and funny, clever and kind, and that your big crazy family loves you very much. Now, today's Kid News Quiz. How much rain fell in normally dry Dubai in 12 hours? Nearly 4 inches. What did Brock Purdy yell to warn a reporter and her dog? Coyote. A pet octopus gave birth to how many hatchlings? 50. Educational institutions are starting to embrace what activity? Competitive video gaming, also known as esports. In our Kid News Kicker, this is an image you don't see every day, one of the richest men in the world filling a pothole. But Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates was recently seen doing just that. However, it wasn't just regular asphalt he was using for the job. It was a special road repair material made with carbon that's been stripped out of natural gas as part of the process to make clean hydrogen. Gates was an early investor in the Seattle-based company Modern Hydrogen that made this material. Gates wrote on LinkedIn that he filled a pothole and reduced greenhouse gas emissions all at the same time. Thanks again to the Kristen, Curlin, and Layton families for sponsoring today's quiz. Welcome to the teenage years, Maggie, Kristen, and hello to all your classmates at the Sidwell Friends School in Washington, D.C. And we also want to give a shout-out to some of our other Kid News teachers, Mrs. Reed and her stars at John L. Golden in Rancho Cucamonga, California, Mr. Vargas and his trailblazers at Morris Middle School in Pasadena, Texas, and Ms. Reinhardt and her chipmunks at Chestnut Hill in Midland, Michigan. Thanks for listening. It really helps when you rate and review Kid News wherever you get your podcasts. We might use some of your comments in our emails and on our website. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.